physics, energy, work and living things. Energy and life. The body can produce energy by oxidizing glucose to carbon dioxide and water. The amount of energy obtained, for a given quantity of glucose, is the same as if it was oxidized to carbon dioxide and water in the laboratory. The same applies to any other material that the body uses for energy, such as fats and proteins. What is not consumed as energy is stored in the body, used for growth, or excreted. That is, everything adds up in the same way as it does outside of the body in the laboratory. The same laws of physics apply. When people, animals, or machines lift objects, produce work, and consume energy. When people lift objects to height X, the energy consumed is equal to the height, multiplied by the weight of the object, multiplied by their efficiency. The same formula can be used for elevators, cranes, as well as human beings. The above suggests the question, what is the ultimate source of energy for living things? Green plants and the sun are the ultimate source of energy for most living things on our planet, with only a few exceptions that will be described later. Green plants capture the energy from the sun. This is done in a series of complex chemical sequences. Green plants can take in carbon dioxide from the air and chemically react it with water, which involves an endothermic reaction that captures energy from the sun. This results in stored energy in a simple sugar called glucose. This reaction takes place with chlorophyll, which gives plants their green color. The process is called photosynthesis. Actually, green plants form many other chemicals, including various types of carbohydrates, proteins, and oils, but the energy for this process ultimately comes from the sun. The above is greatly simplified, and for detailed information consult the following websites. Websites on photosynthesis and related concepts. There are website links on this page that will not be verbalized.